Dr. Alice Hastings, Dean of Loyola Law School, paused at the door to the conference room and checked herself. Law school administration, especially at Catholic institutions, was still largely a man's world, and she had to be perfect just to be considered adequate. The law school had only had one female dean before, and Hastings was not going to let them down. The legal conference and trial exhibition coming up this weekend would be the first of what she intended to be a series of events to raise the public profile of the law school, part of her focus as the new dean. She had taken over from someone who had served in that role for over 25 years, and for the last several of those, at least, had become more of a caretaker and figurehead than an active leader. This had left the school pulled in many directions, by some faculty asserting their own interests over those of the school. None of those directions appeared to have a chance at strengthening the overall program, only pet projects, let alone increasing profitability to the university. The need to bolster the coffers from what was now her department now rested on her shoulders. Alice Hastings was going to right the ship and get everyone pulling in the same direction. This trial exhibition, the crowning event of the Historical Trials Conference, would begin to accomplish that. It was common for law schools to do this type of historical reenactments periodically to revisit old cases to see if the same result would be reached using modern legal methods. But she needed more. She needed this conference to help put the school back on the map and on people's minds. Satisfied that she at least looked the part of a competent academic administrator, outfitted in a dark gray pinstriped suit and a cream-colored silk blouse with a pleated jabot, she took a deep breath to settle her nerves and entered the room. The three men already there stopped talking and rose in unison.
"Gentlemen, please be seated. Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedules to join me both today and in this moot trial for the conference. Let me make the introductions."
The three men glanced at each other as she began. She gestured to the first man on her right.
"Professor Thomas Anderson has been helping me get acclimated as dean and has assisted me in outlining a schedule of events that will revitalize the law school and increase our public impact. He's been at Loyola for about 20 years now, holds a PhD in Renaissance Studies from Sapienza University in Rome, and an LLM from Oxford, focusing on medieval legal systems, including canon law. He writes primarily on the impact of historical trials on modern jurisprudence. Tom will be acting as the conference chair, as well as taking the position of advocate for the defense in the trial."
Professor Anderson lifted the styrofoam cup of coffee in front of him and raised it in salute, then took a sip and set it back on the table.
"Working opposite him as prosecutor, I'd like to introduce Bishop Vijay Sharma, Deputy Prefect of the Vatican Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, known more colloquially as the Holy Office, or historically as the Inquisition. Before coming to the Vatican, Bishop Sharma was director of the Canon Law Society of India. He holds a doctorate of theology from Christ University in Bangalore and a master's in canon law from St. Peter's Pontifical Seminary and Institute of Theology, also in Bangalore."
The bishop stoically bowed his head in acknowledgement, but gave something of a hard look at Tom. Dean Hastings wondered what that was about, but she went on.
"And on my left is Professor Emeritus Luigi Bucatini. Luigi recently retired from teaching philosophy at the University of Padua. He holds a PhD from Harvard University in the philosophy of science, and over his distinguished career, has written extensively on bioethics, environmentalism, and the intersection of science and religion. It is in this last area that he will lend us the most support, as the Galileo affair has been a pet project of his for decades. He will be portraying Galileo himself, though in my discussions with him, attempting to convince him to be a part of this project, I can tell you that he is much more agreeable than Galileo was. He assures me that, when the time comes, he will manifest a most historically accurate and irascible persona."
Professor Bucatini smiled, then shifted to a menacing scowl, before breaking into affable laughter.